The Bush administration has sought support from its European allies in dealing with the Middle East, but a survey finds that a majority of French, German, Italian, and British citizens disagree with the administration's policy in the region. The poll by the Pew Research Center shows fewer than a third of respondents believe the U.S. has done enough to bring about a peace agreement. The survey also indicates Europeans are more sympathetic than Americans to the Palestinian cause. In European newspapers, reports about the Powell mission to the region have been mixed. Yesterday, I spoke with Constance Stelzenmüller of the German weekly Die Zeit and Ian Black of the Guardian newspaper.
There has been support for the Powell mission, a lot of support, but most Europeans, I would say, and this, of course, is a generalization, would like to see the United States do a lot more. A lot of comment has indeed been that he didn't go there quickly enough. When he did get there, he wasn't tough enough. And was it really right that he should end his mission without securing what was supposed to be its objective?
Some of the commentary in Germany goes even farther. Some of the commentators in the daily press are suggesting that Powell actually damaged the standing of the U.S. in the conflict by going in too late and coming out with too little, and that it may now be incumbent on the EU to do more.
What role could Europeans play in the peace process?
Well, I think that's a key question. The Europeans would like to do more, would like to feel that they had a bigger role to play. But they're aware also, and very sharply aware, that they have very little influence with Israel. America gives Israel aid annually to the tune of over $3 billion. That's a pretty weighty form of leverage. The Europeans don't have anything like that. And they say the Americans are the only ones who can really do anything. We must support them. And in one sense, the Europeans are pleased. The Americans are now engaged in a way that in the first months of the Bush administration, they were not.
Well, I think there's still a question in Europe, in the back of people's minds, as to why the U.S. is coming back. Is it coming back to genuinely take the peace process forward? Or is it coming back because they realize that the violence in the Middle East endangers their coalition-building efforts with regards to a coming war with Iraq? I think that has to be made clear before the process goes on.
The Pew survey says that Europeans are more sympathetic to the Palestinian cause, or at least more inclined to be neutral. Why is that?
Well, I read 10 European newspapers every day, just like Ian does, and if anything, we're neutral relative to the American position. But I don't see any government, and certainly not the European public, taking sides uniquely for the Palestinians.
I disagree with that a bit. I think that by and large, and of course we're talking in big generalizations here, I think Europeans are more partial to the Palestinians, and for a variety of reasons. The Middle East is a lot closer to Europe than America. Increasingly, there are significant numbers of people, Frenchmen, and Britons, and Spaniards, and Germans, who come from Arab or Muslim countries. You can call it, as some Americans do, colonial guilt. You can talk about dependence on oil. You can also talk, I have to say, about darker factors, too. Is there a question here of anti-Semitism? We have, of course, seen, over the past weeks and months, a very worrying incidence of attacks on Jews, Jewish institutions in Europe. And it's linked, in many cases, to what's happening between Israelis and Palestinians.
What about in Germany, Constance?
Well, what Ian has just described, I don't think is right for Germany. Germany has had a fairly strong pro-Israeli policy for most of its post-war history. I think it's very dangerous to make a connection between sort of cultural anti-Semitism, which I think to a great degree is the anti-Semitism of Muslim immigrant populations and not of the countries at large, and government policy. I certainly don't see Germany's government policy as being in any way pro-Palestinian. It tries to find a balance between what it perceives as hardliners on both sides. And I certainly don't think that the German population is either anti-Semitic at large or pro-Palestinian.
I wasn't for a moment saying that there was large-scale anti-Semitism in Europe, but I was pointing to this as a worrying element in the current situation. And I do agree, of course, that Germany, for obvious historical reasons, is a special case. But if you're to generalize about public opinion across Europe at the moment, you would have to conclude, I think, that it's more pro-Palestinian than pro-Israeli. And governments are trying to adjust their policies to deal with the situation.
Now, Israel portrays the current Middle East conflict as another front in the larger war on terrorism, and the Bush administration seems to accept that. Do Europeans share that view?
I don't think so. I think the current view in Europe is that it is not helpful to subsume every single conflict in the world that's going on under the new heading of war on terrorism, because it simplifies a lot of the issues which are local or regional into a war of the good against the bad, i.e. the terrorists. I think Europeans think that much of this is about poverty, about the lack of good governance, about a lack of rule of law and respect for human rights,
yeah.
And that that is something that needs to be addressed, and unless it is not, and that goes for most Arab cultures, in fact, these countries and these cultures will continue to be sort of swamps of discontent and deprivation in which terrorism is very likely to breed and go on breeding.
Constance Stelzenmüller writes about international security for the German weekly Die Zeit. Ian Black is European editor for The Guardian.